There used to be a time when the whole world seemed to shine as the crimson sun caressed the prairie town.
Children laughed and played, our hearts were all ablaze,
and the landscape wore the sun like a crown. Now the sun still sets the same, but the pictures have all changed. The little towns are fading away as your memory unwinds.
Take a picture in your mind
of the little town you love to this day. Welcome sign is where now you can hardly read the names. The flowing well has long run dry and nothing's quite the same. What happened to those times when soda cost a dime and school children hurried home to do the chores? Sets the same, but the pictures have all changed. The little towns are fading away as your memory unwinds.
Hold those pictures in your mind,
and your little town will never fade away. Your little town will never fade.
That was Little Town by Rod Paulson, a song written, sung, and produced right here in Manitoba by Manitobans. Pretty cool. It is 16 minutes ahead of 7 o'clock.
Well, we are thrilled this morning to welcome the creator of this song, Rod Paulson, to the show.
Now, just to give you some context on who Rod is and the scope of some of the things he has done for our province, he was the advertising brain behind the playoff tradition that began in the city some 37 years ago, the Winnipeg Jets whiteout.
Yeah. Like, he came up with the idea.
Yeah.
I think that's so cool. And he was very involved in the 1999 Pan Am Games bid that got them to Winnipeg. And what a success those games were. Now, I have to say, I'm not sure I expected to have him on the show to talk about a song he wrote.
Add that to the list, I guess. Rod, great to have you on the show. Welcome here.
Thank you so very much. It's a pleasure for me, I can tell you.
Mm-hmm. So many amazing things you've been involved with in your life. But today we're focusing on a really special song that we have just heard called Little Town. And Rod, you know, when I heard this song and when you, you know, we were in contact with you, just we talked about how relevant this song is for our listeners and for us here in southern Manitoba. You know, Rod, when did you write this song and why did you write it?
Well, I guess part one answer is... I'm not really exactly sure when I first put pen to paper. I probably about 8 or 9 years ago. It was at the bequest of my colleague, Michael Rowe, with whom I have written and produced like hundreds of commercial jingles over the years. My life has been in advertising and marketing. He encouraged me one day when we were maybe not all that busy to think about maybe just, why don't you just write a song? I'm not a musician. I never have been. I'm not a singer. I'm a horrible singer, but I've always had a bit of a knack for writing lyrics. So anyway, he encouraged me to maybe just write something that was close to my heart. And close to my heart is my roots. Grew up in a small town, very proud of that. My favorite memories to this day are still from my growing up days in a small town. Some of my strongest friendships to this day are still with the people who I grew up with as a little guy growing up in a small town. So I started writing that. I think I wrote like one verse. I sent it to him for his thoughts. He said, yeah, not bad. You should, you know, work on finishing it. Well, I didn't. And then about 2 years ago, he sent me an email and said, wow, I just found these words. You got to finish this thing again. So we went back and forth for over the course of about a month, and I was rewriting and rewriting and writing and rewriting, and finally got to a point where he said, this is good to go. And he came up with a fantastic melody, and there you go.
What a great collaboration it was, and a special message, especially for us who live in rural Manitoba still in our little towns, you know, and have a passion. Well, you have a passion for bringing people together, and you have some big time people involved in this recording.
I do. You know, I've talked about my past as a commercial jingle producer, writer and producer. Danny Kramer, who in my mind is one of the most gifted singing voices this province has ever had, has sung I don't know how many jingles for me over the years, and he continues to. I still hire him for commercial projects I'm working on. So Danny, and then of course, Jennifer Hansen, just one of the great voices this province has also produced, and had the pleasure of working with her on numerous occasions, shared the words and the music with them, and they both bought in and said, yeah, we want to be a part of this. And so obviously I'm so thrilled. It's a great endorsement, you know, to have those two people in this project.
You bet. Who produced it for you?
Well, John Schritt, who you may remember from late 80s, early 90s. He was one of the Elias Schritt and Bell, very accomplished group here in Manitoba. And John actually, I believe, grew up in Winkler. Certainly an attachment to your group of stations, for sure.
That's Rod Paulson talking about his song, Little Town. We're going to continue our conversation with Rod just after 8:30.
Now, if we're talking memories, hot, sunny summers would definitely qualify as memories from my childhood. And lately, it's been exactly that. Today, heat warning and all. We'll get you the latest forecast next.